Hilda, this kitten could use some mittens.
I made you a turtleneck, and you haven't worn it once.
I love that sweater. I shredded it in less than an hour.
I can't get through Wuthering Heights. Can someone please tell me what happened so I can write my book report?
Oh, honey, don't take a shortcut. You need to discover the love between Catherine and Heathcliff on your own.
You're right. Aunt Hilda?
Sorry, never read it. Emily Bronte bugged me. She was in my English class, and she always thought she was so brilliant.
I know a way I can find out on my own. Take me into the book. Knowing what happens would be heaven. Flip ahead to page 211. Heathcliff! Heathcliff! Dang, these moors are cold. All right, you're right. I'll read the book.
I tried to warn you, no shortcuts.
Did Heathcliff ask about me?
Remember, only you can prevent laughter.
Crossword puzzle.
This is not going to turn out ugly like that tic-tac-toe incident, is it?
You know, despite my dating history, I can't think of a word for a male turkey.
Coffee!
No, something with three letters.
I stayed up all night finishing my book report without any shortcuts.
Good girl.
I know I'm sleep deprived, but is Aunt Hilda cleaning her ears with rope?
It's mental floss. It clears your mind. Plus, gives you a quick burst of temporary knowledge.
Oh, I wish you'd do that in private.
Of course, a male turkey is a tom. Thank you, Mental Floss.
Whoa. I believe that is a shortcut.
Technically, yes, but it gives your mind a minty fresh feeling.
Did Sal join a marching band?
Anything's possible. Yesterday, you wanted to be a June Taylor dancer.
It's election time in the other realm.
I want you to vote. I want you to stop calling me.
Is that Uncle Sam?
In the other realm, he's known as Uncle Roy. We're not sure why.
Kate, there's a proposition that would make it legal to tell your mortal boyfriend about your magic. It's too bad I'm not old enough to vote.
Oh, honey, you are. In the other realm, the voting age is 17.
Really? I feel so grown up. I get to vote. I get to vote.
I don't.
Salem, you're a convicted felon.
Not to mention a cat.
But I wanted to vote to change the pronunciation of Friday to Frigya.
Hey, if this boyfriend proposition passes, I could tell Harvey everything. Well, except for the fact that I don't really care that Michael Jordan retired.
And I can tell my honey, Hank, that I'm a witch.
Your first date's not until tonight. He's already your honey.
It's called optimism.
Look, there's an orientation this afternoon for first-time voters. I get to choose a political party.
Oh, well, I hope you'll join mine, the Social Democratic Do-Gooder Party.
No, join my party. It's called the Party Party. Our slogan is Party!
Will you help me? I'm not a very good seamstress. Well, then it was kind of an odd choice for you to volunteer for the costume committee.
It's for the church play. It's the Lord's work.
Okay, well, I'm busy after school today, but I can help you and the Lord tomorrow.
Your girlfriend is a saint.
Are you tired from working on your book report, too?
No. For once, I finished early. I'm tired because my mom's in her third trimester, the baby's pushing against her bladder, and the toilet flushing's keeping me up all night. You know, I can tell you anything. I hope you feel the same way.
I will. Very soon.
All right, everybody, take a seat so we can talk about the issues. I assume that everyone here has figured out your family secret.
What?
Because as absolutely everyone knows, if you haven't solved your family secret, you can't vote.
What?
So just as a formality, let's have a show of hands. Those who have, and those who haven't.
Oh, come on. I can't be the only one.
I've just about got it. I've started taking ginkgoba. Want some?
Oh. Are they chewable?
Sally, will you do my hair? When we were young girls in our early hundreds, I always liked the way you fixed it.
Oh, all right.
I haven't worn this since I was almost beheaded.
Why don't you guys tell me you have to solve your family secret before you can vote?
Well, that's new. You used to only have to know how to work a toaster.
What a surprise. A witch rule that works to my disadvantage.
Sabrina, don't worry. You'll figure out the family secret in time to vote. How many clues have you solved?
Wait a minute while I add them up. One.
Sabrina, I had no idea you were so slow. I'm behind.
I think you could use a tutor.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Hello, I'm Mr. Saberhagen, and you may refer to me as Mr. Saberhagen.
Where'd I end up with you as my tutor?
Hey, I solved my family secret with only two clues. Now, let's turn to the puzzle board. Let's remove the dirty clothes from the puzzle board. That's not a Stairmaster, young lady.
Okay, well, I know this clue. Spellman, so the family secret must be about us.
Look out, Harvard. Let's begin at the beginning. First clue, what is it?
Chickens?
Chickens? Do they look like chickens? Next clue. Okay, M plus a picture of fire.
M plus fire. I've got it! My fire!
Right, my fire. That makes so much sense. Let's use it in a sentence. Run, run, the house is on my fire.
I've got a better one. You're my fire.
You can't my fire me. I'm my quit.
Oh, more campaign flyers. Because I'm definitely voting to save the magical ping. Who'd want to change it to a ding?
Me. I'm sick of the ping. I'd love to hear a ding.
The ping has such a ring.
But the ding has zing.
I can't discuss politics with you.
So, Hank, tell me about you.
Well, let's see. I collect jaguars.
Jaguars? Be right back.
Sure, foxy lady.
Right. Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, yes, jaguars. Do you know that my favorite is the Vicarage with a 3.4-liter XK engine with four-speed transmission and electric overdrive?
Hilda, I collect jaguars as in cats.
Oh, be right back.
I just have to go back to Salem and grovel. Ooh, a brain teaser. Heart minus L. Heart means love, and love minus L would be of. I guess my groveling days are over. Mrs. Quick, I was just wondering how you solved that clue so fast.
Well, actually, I'm addicted to game shows.
At least it's legal.
I went to a 12-step meeting for help. It was fun. They give you clues and you had to solve when and where the meetings were held. It wasn't the best way to kick the habit.
Oh, well, I've got this new game at home. It's called, Guess the Family Secret. You want to come over and try it?
Well, I really shouldn't. It's been a long, hard road staying clean.
Oh, well, come on. You can always be a social game player.
Well, I usually watch Little House reruns after school, but what the heck? I have them all on DVD.
Hey, Sabrina, you ready to help me with my costumes?
Oh, no, I totally forgot. I made other plans.
Oh, okay, Sabrina, I'll meet you at your house.
I can't wait to see your new game.
You're having Mrs. Quick over to play? Harvey! You do anything for me, right?
Not feathering my hair again.
No, I want you to help Valerie out with her costumes.
What can I do? I am not going to twirl.
Yes, on Prop 2,000,002, it's time to stop the growing abuse of metal floss. Paid for by the witches who want to stop the growing abuse of metal floss.
That's ridiculous. That'll never pass.
It will if I have something to say about it. Mental floss encourages lazy habits, and even your mind is a terrible thing to waste. I'm going right now to campaign for the cause.
It is every witch's right to floss, and I will fight for that right with every fiber of my being. But first, another date with Hank. Salem, are my aunts home?
Hilda and Zelda have left the building.
Excellent. Keep watching warm if they come home.
Ooh, throwing a crazy party? Complete with trash can punch and spit swapping?
No, I'm having my algebra teacher over.
Yeah, right. How pathetic would that be? Oh, you're serious.
Yoo-hoo! Oh, come on in.
A cat eating a banana. How strange.
Oh, he's part chimp on his mother's side.
Wait here, I'll go set up the gate.
Mrs. Quick, come on down!
This is the best at-home version I've ever seen!
Okay, well, let's take our places and get started.
Is this a genuine Goodson Todman buzzer?
Let's get started. We don't know how much time we've got.
Look at the microphone! Look at my name!
Look at the clues!
There's even a glass of water! Me!
Gotta move things along.
And here's our host, Monty Hall!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Monty Hall!
Okay, a little extra.
It's time to guess the family secret. Let's solve the puzzle. But before we do, a word with our contestants. Mrs. Quick, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I was born in Terre Haute, Indiana, and a lot of people don't know this, Monty, but it's the stewed fruit capital of the United States.
All right. First clue, Sabrina.
Pass.
Birds in a house. Birdhouse would be too obvious, so what else do you call that? Oh, an aviary.
Aviary?
Yeah, but aviary doesn't make any sense, so it must be a word that sounds like aviary. Oh!
Every.
Next clue now. Sabrina?
Pass.
Let me see. M plus fire.
Sabrina?
It's Zelda. You're just in time for the bonus round.
But can't we finish the game? I've got the fever. I'm hot.
Okay, well, I'll just get started on that novel.
Sabrina, what were you thinking?
That I could avoid this ugly scene that's about to happen?
Sabrina, using a shortcut to solve your family secret can have serious consequences.
I just want to be able to vote. And Mrs. Quick is really lonely.
You leave me no choice but to punish you. To learn the error of her ways, no shortcuts for 1 days.
And might I say, nice rhyme.
That means no modern conveniences for 24 hours. And if you try something like this again, the Witches Council will intervene, and they're a lot more strict than I am. Now clean up this mess.
And I was hoping Family Secret would go into syndication.
Sabrina, wake up! Come on, shake a leg! If I continue with this shotsu, you'll have to pay me.
It's so late. How come my alarm didn't go off?
I believe an alarm clock would go under the umbrella of modern conveniences.
Oh, so apparently our forefathers were late for everything? Late, I'm late. I'm beginning to see a pattern here. Sorry. Why weren't you on the bus this morning?
It's a modern convenience.
And I'm against them and for solar energy. Everybody with me?
Sabrina, this is a very complicated equation, so I'm allowing the use of calculators.
Oh, great. It's a good thing I don't have a pacemaker.
I'm still not happy with the dress. The bodice isn't right.
You're telling me. I look like a house in it.
I need you for one more fitting, please.
I can't. I have plans, and they all involve me wearing pants. Hey, Sabrina, after school, are we still on for the slicery and pinball?
I can't, too modern. How about a rousing game of mahjong? What's this new anti-modern kick you're on?
Oh, if you call being concerned about this planet we call home a kick. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to find a buggy heading uptown.
Now, sometimes I get the feeling Sabrina doesn't tell me everything.
Well, since you don't have anything to do after school...
I need to learn how to say no.
Sabrina, I need to speak with you.
I'm still working on that algebra equation.
Oh, who cares about that? I was up half the night working on the second clue to the family secret game.
Really? I don't want to talk about it.
I'm a little stumper, but I think I've got it.
No, plus fire.
I need to solve it myself. I don't want to hear it, but it's all right here.
I can't see.
Then I guess you don't want to know.
Right. I don't want to know.
No shortcuts.
Oh, this can't be good. Apparently I'm on the lone prairie. Maybe it's not so lone. Mrs. Quick?
No, I guess she was an accomplice.
Sabrina, what are you doing here?
Aren't you wondering what you're doing here?
I'm dreaming. This is one of my favorites. Michael Landon should be along any minute.
I'm here at election headquarters where a very heated debate has erupted over mental floss. Now, arguing in favor of flossing is Hilda Spellman. Hilda Spellman has gone on record as saying a vote against mental floss would be a vote against family values. Interestingly enough, arguing for the opposition is her sister, Zelda Spellman. Now, Zelda... Uncle Roy, please, could we have a word? What is your take on all of this?
This mental floss debate is... turned into a smear campaign. I've never seen so much mudslinging in my life.
Hilda, using mental floss is a crime against nature.
Get your knee out of my spine. Ow!
Oh, good.
David, you're up. What's the quickest way out of here?
If you're looking for a shortcut, I don't know any.
Oh, no shortcuts. So I've been sent to the prairie because back then shortcuts didn't exist. Are you here to explain things?
Well, I am a guide. Hey, you got anything to eat?
Oh, you want something to eat. I get it. So I'm supposed to make something from scratch without using shortcuts, and then my punishment will be over. I'll be zapped back, right?
I'm a little deaf, so let's go with yes.
You know, these dirt floors are really hard to get clean. Mrs. Quick, I'm going to make bread and butter from scratch.
Oh, that's not how my dream usually goes, but okay. I made homemade bread and butter with no shortcuts. We're about to be sent back home.
This is my dream, and I'm not ready to go home. You know, Sabrina, you're kind of bossy.
This bread's got dirt on it.
Just eat it.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Well?
Thank you.
That should have worked! Oh! Stupid embers. Hey! That clue wasn't fire, it was ember. M plus ember equals member.
That's really good, Sabrina. That makes much more sense than what I had. My fire.
Okay, I figured it out by myself. We're ready to go. Big nothing. Valerie?
I've never dreamed about two students before.
Sabrina, you decided to help out after all. Is this a cool place for a church play? Prairie days?
Is Michael Landon with you?
This authentic log cabin is West Bridge's only historical monument. Unless you count me.
He's a tour guide? I've been in West Bridge this whole time. I could have just walked home.
What do you and Mrs. Quick talk about?
Okay, why is my boyfriend wearing a bonnet? He's filling in for Mrs. Bogle, the pastor's wife.
Of all days for her to have an allergic reaction to corn.
I've never dreamed about three students before. I'm beginning to feel my life is empty.
Mrs. Quick, come with me. This teacher's blue and needs a lift for all her trouble. Here's a gift.
What a wonderful dream. Alone with Harrison Ford, dancing in the gardens of Versailles. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
I'm tired and I'm filthy. We know the feeling. Where have you guys been?
The campaign trail.
Oh, sure, we indulged in a little mudslinging, but the tips were great.
So, how was life on the prairie?
You knew about that?
We had to sign the release form.
Lucky for you, the Witches' Council was so busy with the election, they didn't have time to send you back to the real prairie.
Oh, so you're trying to sugarcoat the fact that they took a shortcut?
Oh, that reminds me. I need to floss before I go vote.
Not to mention shower.
Me first. I touch parts of animals you wouldn't put in sausage.
I can't remember anything about the issues.
Well, we've been standing in line so long, your mental floss is probably worn off. I, on the other hand, couldn't be more ready to vote.
Well, then I'll just refloss. It's still legal, you know. Now, I'm an informed voter once again. Oh, democracy blows!
So far, I've got every member of the Spellman. I'm getting there.
What's the rush? I didn't get to vote anyway.
Hey, the election results are on.
Miriam
I wonder if Mental Floss got
Charles
voted out.
Tursek, 244.
Oh, that stinks!
And this just in, The telemortal boyfriend proposition has failed.
Thank you very much. Now Harvey's going to continue thinking he's losing his mind forever.
Let's not beat ourselves up. I'm sure our votes wouldn't have mattered.
What a close race. One vote in favor would have called for a runoff. Two votes would have won it.
I don't know what's worse, that we lost or that Zelda gets to gloat.
Oh, I'm not gloating. There are some propositions that pass that I'm very unhappy about.
Did you hear the good news?
What?
Thank God it's Frigga.
Oh, I've forgotten how much I love this book. Oh, no. This chapter's missing. I'm going to the library. Oh, what the heck. Heathcliff! Heathcliff!
Looking for a chapter?
Taking a shortcut?
It was a mistake. I'm on the moors because I was looking for Roger Moore. Dudley Moore? Oh, all right. I took a shortcut.
You told me we were going for ice cream.